This is KUOW's The Record. For most of his life, Seattle University student body president Carlos Rodriguez has lived with a secret. But after this year's presidential election, he decided it was time to speak out.
As an undocumented immigrant, I have hidden in the shadows of American society while at the same time dedicating so much to it. Last week, I was afraid, and I still carry that fear. What the panic and unease I saw in so many students on our campus and around the nation has moved me to act and fight for our most basic human rights. I should not have to feel afraid any longer.
That's part of a letter Rodriguez wrote to fellow students at Seattle U. He kept seeing how fearful other minority students became after the election, and he felt that he couldn't help them until he was honest about his own immigration status.
Without talking about this, without letting people know that there are students and other immigrants like me contributing so much and being so involved with so many things in this country, having that perspective out there, I think, really puts a face to like an immigrant like me. And I think that really inspires people to make change using the power that they have.
Have you seen that happen, that inspiration happen? What's the reaction been?
So far, the reactions have been positive. I've received a lot of really good emails, a lot of good text messages, like, thank you so much for sharing your story. You didn't have to do this, but now I'm like more passionate about like learning more about you and undocumented immigrants and like knowing what that means. They have really just like been coming out to me and saying, hey, like, this is like, I want to do something about this. And so on our campus, there's kind of like a movement to make it a sanctuary campus and make that like more public. So there's a lot of like interest in that right now. And I think part of the reason is because I shared my letter and a student body president there. I think it really just like puts it into perspective.
People want to know your story. What is your immigration story?
So I came to the U.S. when I was 3 with my mom and my dad and my brother, who's a year and a half older than me. And since then, we've just been undocumented. We've lived in Georgia most of our lives. When I was in high school, we actually moved around. I went to 5 different high schools. We moved around a lot because of the anti-immigrant laws and the recession that doesn't make it any better for undocumented immigrants looking for work. So I went to 5 different high schools. I lived in Florida and North Carolina, basically to flee from the anti-immigrant laws that mirrored some of the Arizona laws that were very, very frightening to a lot of immigrants in general.
How so? What were those laws and how were they affecting you?
So, for example, in like Arizona or like other states that approved similar laws, they would have police, gives them the authority to ask people about their immigration status. In places like Georgia, there's a ban on undocumented immigrants from attending public colleges. You don't drive without a license. Like, that can easily be something that you could get deported for. And I've had family members who've like had to go through just that, being split from their families. And even when I lived in Florida, there were people fleeing laws in Alabama where they would allow teachers to have like the ability to ask students about their immigration status. And there was so much fear that while I was living there, so many like young like students from public high schools came to Jacksonville where I was living, and they were basically doing the same thing as I did, just fleeing a state because of the anti-immigrant laws.
What is it like living with that unknowable risk all the time?
It's difficult. I think that I kept the secret for so long, and I think part of it was so I didn't have to talk about all the negative consequences of like being undocumented. When I was younger, I couldn't get a license when all my other friends would get a license. I didn't have health insurance until I came to college. I wake up every morning thinking about my parents back in Georgia, thinking about my brother who's teaching in San Diego now, and the rest of my family members who are also undocumented. And for me, it's become such a normal thing, and it is, but that feeling is always there. So living with it is definitely difficult. And pretty recently I've been on like medication for anxiety, because I am always like worried about like my safety, my parents' safety. Being undocumented, it affects every aspect of my life.
So you made this decision to, as student body president at Seattle University, to come out and say, I am an undocumented immigrant. How much risk do you feel you've put yourself at?
Very at risk, but I'm willing to sacrifice that so people can start talking about this. I think it's a very taboo subject for a lot of undocumented people because they're afraid. And also for people that don't understand what it means to be undocumented, for people to think that someone like me can't be undocumented. I'm the student body president. I'm going to school. I have two jobs. I like do so many things here. People see the work that I do, and I'm very involved on campus and have always been. And also just civically engaged with like city council and local government. That's one of the things I'm very passionate about, which makes my whole situation very ironic because people see that. And they think that, hey, like this, they don't even think about the potential of me being undocumented. They just completely miss the immigration status part of me. And that's not to say that, like, I wish I was treated differently now that people knew I was undocumented. I just think it really just puts a face again to the undocumented immigrant that people may not have thought were undocumented. So
the president-elect has said he would focus his deportations on people with criminal records. Do you have a criminal record?
I do not have a criminal record at all.
If you were to be picked up by immigration authorities and not protected in Seattle, not protected at Seattle University, what would happen to you? What would happen next?
You know, there's so many possibilities, but like a very real possibility is getting deported to a country that I had never really known. I came when I was 3, so most of my memories from my childhood are from being in America. I don't think I could make it living in another country that I had basically no exposure to before.
You don't think you could make it?
No.
What do you think would happen to you?
My family grew up very poor in Mexico, and coming to the United States was like really just got us out of poverty. So if I were to go back, it's not the same standard of living. I wouldn't have the resources I have here, like having so many connections with like local government, having like a job at the prosecutor's office, or I work for the Department of Public Safety on our campus. So knowing those people and having those connections, or even being student body president, like I don't think I would have those opportunities over there. I think I would have to work a lot more to have the same standard of living, not just to be comfortable, but to actually like further myself in like whatever career I do want. So I think those are like very real like things that I think about all the time.
Carlos, what do you want to say to someone, maybe a Trump supporter, who says, Carlos, your parents chose a very insecure life for you. And yes, if you get deported, you'll have to work harder, as you described. You'll have fewer resources. You'll be back behind the line of people waiting and paying to go through the process. And that's the way it ought to be.
Yeah, I think that there's... For anyone who has listened to my story, I think that the risk is worth it. I wouldn't want to live in a state of violence or poverty. My friends from back home in Georgia, who are Trump supporters, I shared the letter and they, you know, only had good things to say about it. But wondering what kind of an impact I would have made if I had done this a lot sooner, if they would have voted for another candidate who supported immigration reform, who supported the rights for immigrants to stay in this country. Immigrants contribute so much to our economy. And I think about not just students like me, but other workers that work in our agricultural lands that, you know, help us like have the vegetables on our plates and like the rights that they don't get. So thinking about like both moral and practical sides of this story, I just don't see why a Trump supporter would be all for enforcement of immigration and deporting people, or even registering, having some form of registry for immigrants. This country was founded by immigrants, and it still continues to be a country of immigrants. So I just don't understand the logic there. Maybe it's something that I missed in between, but I don't think it is.
Carlos Rodriguez is a student body president at Seattle University, and he's an undocumented immigrant.